Martial Arts Fight Card week from Saturday, March 29th at the HP Pavilion in San Jose on Showtime. I'd like to thank you and welcome you to today's call. We have a tremendous lineup set up for March 29th in San Jose. With us on today's call will be the four main event fighters. Frank Shamrock will be defending his Strikeforce title against Kung Lee, and also Jake Shields, Pickett, who will be colliding for the vacant Elite XC world title. We've also got with us on the call Elite XC Live Events President Gary Shaw, we've got Chris de Blasio from Showtime, and also Micah Fromowitz with Strikeforce. So again, I'd like to thank you and welcome you. We've got a tremendous card March 29th, the second of three straight weeks of Elite XC on Showtime. We've got a Show XC fight card this Friday featuring Malapet in the main event, beginning at 11 p.m. on Showtime. Then we've got this card in San Jose on the 29th, and then we come right back with a Show XC card on Showtime on special edition of Show XC on Saturday, April 5th. So we have a big lineup, lots of stuff going on. Before I turn it over to Gary, I'd like to ask Mike to say a few words on behalf of Strikeforce CEO Scott Coker. Mike?
Hi, everyone. I just want to thank you for joining the call, and I just want to apologize on behalf of Scott Coker, who's unable to make the call due to the fact that he had to jump on an emergency plane. But I appreciate the interest everyone's shown in the fight, and I'm looking forward to a great event. So thank you.
Okay, thanks, Mike. Now I'd like to turn the call over to Gary Shaw for a few words, and we'll get right to the fighters in the Q&A. Gary? Gary, you there?
He's cutting weight.
That's a good one. All right, while we wait for Gary to return, why don't we just begin with some opening comments. Everyone knows what a terrific matchup and a local rivalry we've got going up in the Bay Area between Frank Shamrock and Kung Lee. So why don't we start with Frank? You're the defending Strikeforce champion. Give us some opening comments on your thoughts of fighting Kung Lee and fighting on Showtime and at home and defending your title.
First of all, welcome everybody, and thanks for your support. You know, fighting Kung Lee in San Jose is an absolute dream, not only for myself but for the city. It's really brought our martial arts community together for one common cause, and you know, the whole town is talking about it. It's probably the biggest thing that's happened here in a really long time. So I'm really, really happy to be a part of it. And Kung's been a friend of mine and an adversary of mine for a long time, and for us to finally get in and mix it up, it's a beautiful thing. I also want to thank all the media who supported our charity event March 22nd here in San Jose for breast cancer. You guys have been absolutely wonderful about it. And if you haven't received information on it or you do want to add more support, please send me an email at frank@frankshamrock.com. And Kung Lee, you better keep your hands up.
I will.
Ooh, Sonny.
Okay, thanks, Frank. Kung, can we get some opening statements from you? Well, your thoughts on the fight and
first of all, I'd like to thank Strikeforce, Scott Coker, Elite XC, and Gary Shaw for putting this fight together. Thank you, Frank, for accepting me for going after your title, and I'm very excited to be a part of this event, especially with the everyone matched up on this card. I think this is probably the best matchup of the year, and probably going to be the best fight card of the year, so I'm looking forward to fighting my heart out and putting on a show.
Great, thank you. Jake, can we have some opening comments from you, please?
First off, I want to just thank Gary Shaw real quick for giving me a chance to fight for the title, and I'm just really excited for the fight. You know, it's like right near my hometown, fighting Drew Pickett, who I think is a great opponent, got a lot of respect for him. I think me and him match up well, it should be a great fight, so... That's about all, I guess.
Okay, Drew, we have some opening comments from you.
Yeah, I just want to thank Jake for taking this fight. He's never really ducked anyone. He fights everybody. I think he's a very underrated fighter. I think stylistically we match up pretty well, and I hope we bring the best out of each other. I hope we can push each other real good, and hopefully I can make it 5 rounds and do really well.
All right, great. We're trying to get Gary back on the line.
I'm here, John.
Gary, we've had some opening comments. Why don't we get some opening comments from you?
All right. Who spoke so far, Drew and Jake?
The four, all four.
Well, four. Well, obviously, I want to thank all the reporters for getting on this call. March 29th in San Jose, we have a terrific card. And obviously, I don't have to speak for Frank or Kung or absolutely any of the fighters. They're all can speak very well, all can speak for themselves. I believe we have one of the best cards we've ever put on. Proud to say I think we're going to do over $1 million gate. I believe that we'll do somewhere around 15,000 to 17,000 people. Just shows the bigness of the fight. I mean, we have a great card with Joey Villasenor against Evangelista Cyborg Santos. Nick Diaz against Jay Silk Lim. Gilbert Melendez against Gabe Lemley. And obviously Jake and Drew and Frank and Kung. And, you know, there's a lot at stake here, but especially for Frank Shamrock and Kung Lee. I mean, this is truly for the king of the Bay Area and the king of San Jose. One of them is going to walk with his head high that night and through town the next week or two, and the other won't feel quite as good. And it's the young against the old, and it's a stylistic fight. So there's a lot at stake here. So obviously the most important thing is the health, safety, and welfare of every fighter, that everybody walks out of the cage healthy. That's the single most important thing. But other than that, it will be a great night for the fans and a great, great night for all these fighters and the best night for MMA. So I thank you all very much, and let's get on with the questions.
Okay, great. Denise, if you could give the instructions, we'll begin the Q&A. Denise, you there? While we're waiting for Denise to give the prompt to ask questions, Frank, how long has this fight with Kung Lee been in the works? It seems like you guys have been talking about fighting each other for a long time. What was your reaction when the fight was finally signed? And the same question will go for you, Kung.
Sure. I think it's been about 6 years. First it started out like a couple rounds of Sancho, a couple rounds of MMA, but now it's finally happening. And I think it's a good thing for this fight card and this town. And I can't wait to step into the cage against Frank Shamrock.
Well, from my end, Kung Lee exaggerates a little bit because we've never actually sparred in MMA. We've only sparred in his sport of Sancho because, like most people, he's afraid to go to the ground with me. But it has been in the works for about 5 or 6 years. Kung's a wonderful athlete, and I've always kind of viewed him as somebody, if he learned the art, would be a good fight.
If you'd like to ask a question, please dial *1 on your telephone keypad.
Okay. And while we're waiting for the first question, Jake, you've waited a long time to fight for a world title. Now's your chance, and you're fighting a very tough, experienced opponent. In a lot of ways, I think most would say it's similar to you. How are you looking at this fight and the fact that you're finally getting a shot at a world title?
First of all, I'm really excited that I'm finally getting to fight for that title. You know, I've been in the sport for a long time. You know, I have some titles in Japan and stuff, but this is a legit, you know, very legitimate, one of the biggest titles in the world. So I'm excited. And like I said earlier, I think Nick is a very tough opponent. You know, he's well-rounded, good ground, good stand-up. So I'm prepared for a war.
Hey, John, Drew, to his credit, earned the shot at Jake by beating Mark Weir in Cage Rage. So, you know, he earns his shot, and obviously Jake, everybody knows Jake's record and how long it is since he's tasted defeat.
Denise, do you have any questions in queue?
Hello.
Yeah. Hey, Drew, I got a question while we're waiting for some guys to ask some questions. Do you think that you have more experience than Jake?
Probably not. He's fought, you know, he's probably been fighting as long as me, but he's fought, you know, in Japan and Shudo. I remember back when he beat Sakurai. Sakurai was one of my favorite fighters, and I didn't even know Jake was. I was kind of upset about that because, you know, I was always like, oh, Sakurai, because he was so exciting. But he's been fighting probably in bigger shows longer than I have, so I'd have to say he has more experience.
Yeah, I was there. My experience is pretty incredible. Drew has a few more fights. I've fought in, you know, really tough fighters over big shows. So is Drew. It's just, I mean, we fight about the same amount of time. Experience-wise, it looks pretty even to me.
Were you pretty freaked out, Jake, when you fought Sakurai?
I was more disappointed, you know, because I've been watching Sakurai fight, and I got that fight short notice. He was one of my favorite fighters, and all of a sudden, I had the opportunity to fight him, so I was just so excited. Couldn't believe I had that opportunity.
Yeah.
And to go and beat him was really cool.
I just saw that fight the other day. That was a scramble, man.
yeah, he was talking a bunch of stuff. Pretty new to the sport. That was quite an opportunity for me.
Once again, if you'd like to ask a question, please dial *1 on your telephone keypad.
Yes, right?
Yeah. Wait a minute. There's people waiting to be connected. I'm getting emails now. Somebody's waiting for 15 minutes, but they're on hold.
Yes, hi, this is Chris Greer, Lights Out Show. My question's for Gary Shaw. Gary, are you there?
I'm here.
Gary, I wanted to ask you a question. You've been making some huge strides in mixed martial arts over the past few years, signing big fighters, securing network television deals, co-promoting with the likes of Strikeforce, helping put together this fantastic card with Kung and Lee and Thicket and Shields. Is there any reason why you aren't making a play for a Couture-Fedor matchup, seeing how they're fair game at this point?
That's a very good question. Until Randy Couture is absolutely out of his contract with the UFC, everybody knows me and my reputation. I do not tortuously interfere with anybody's contract or any fighter. I respect the fighter, I respect the contract, and believe it or not, I respect the UFC. I have had talks with Fedor. I don't deny that, but I have not approached Randy Couture, and I can't approach Randy until I know that he's out of everything with the UFC. But I'd be thrilled to put it on.
When that comes, would you be interested in signing that deal?
I would sign it in less than a heartbeat.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, Gary, and good luck with this upcoming fight.
Thank you very much. And believe it or not, I'm proud to be a part of this with Scott Coker. I think it's a great, great event, and I'm very, very proud to represent Frank Shamrock.
Fantastic. Best of luck to you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Your next question is from Jamal Estiamo from Gurwitz.
Yep. This question is actually for Frank. Frank, are you there?
Yep.
All right, so I have a question. With not to look past Lee by any chance, but there's a guy that's coming out, and he's on his last fight in his contract. Pretty big fight, and there's already rumors of him jumping over. What do you think about a rematch with Ortiz?
I think it's a great idea. I mean, obviously, my main focus is this coming Saturday night after this, the Kung Lee fight. But yeah, I think it's a great idea. I think, you know, there's a lot of strength and brand value in some of these old timers like myself, Tito, guys like Ken, and I've been talking to Tito about it, and we're trying to work it out. So hopefully, it'll come to fruition about 10 years after I last whipped him. I plan on whipping him again.
How do you feel you match up with him now? Now that he's had all the back problems and such.
Well, you know, he's always just been kind of like a big bully guy who wrestles well. So,
yep.
You know, I mean, I beat him last time on striking when my striking was really terrible.
Yeah.
You know, I beat him on striking and conditioning. Now my striking is, you know, 10 years more advanced and my conditioning is even better. So I just think I would destroy him, but it would still be a great money fight and I think be a great, you know, a great story and promotional event.
Not to, I also have like a two-part. Do you ever feel like you should match up with other champions of other organizations that you've, that Elite XC has acquired or been annexed with, like maybe Crazy Horse or Kala, who just put out Baroni?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I got so many belts, I don't have a place to put them. You just kind of stack them up in my gym. So, you know, I realized a long time ago the belts don't mean anything.
Yeah.
You know, it's easier to become a champion than to stay a champion.
Exactly.
For me, it's just a way of life, and if they give me a belt, that's great. If they don't, I could really care less.
And Frank, let me just interrupt. This is Gary Shaw, because Frank's on a good point. There comes a time in fighters' careers that it's all about the fights. It's no longer about belts or trinkets or sometimes not even the money, although it's always about the money. But at Frank's stage of his career, right now the most important fight he's got, as he said, is the one in front of him, and that's Kung Lee. And after that, there are a lot of big fights out there for Frank. So it's not necessarily a belt holder from some other organization. It's about which fights are the biggest fights. Obviously, Tito Ortiz would be a big fight, and I'm a big fan of Tito's, and hope Tito and I are going to do business together. There's Ken Shamrock out there, and brother against brother in Bad Blood. So there are a lot of fights out there for Frank, but on behalf of Frank, I want everybody to know, for Frank, it's only about big belts and big fights. The biggest belt is the one that I wear around my fat waist. But on a serious note, for Frank, it's strictly about the big fights at this stage of his career.
Well, what Gary says is true. To me, it's about how big we can make a promotion and how much attention we can draw to it and how well it's received with the fans. So I'd rather fight, you know, a guy like Phil Broney who can sell a match like nobody else in the world and then take a beating like nobody else in the world.
Yeah, after you put him to sleep.
Champion who, you know, can't put two sentences together and who doesn't, you know, draw a big crowd.
Yeah. Thank you.
Operator, do you have another question in queue, please? I'll ask a question to Drew while we're waiting for the next question. Drew, what kind of fight do you expect?
Pretty exciting fight. A lot of scrambling, a lot of striking, a lot of ground. I think, like I said, I think me and Jake are going to push each other like we haven't been pushed before. It's going to be good for both of us. I think this is the first time I've really been motivated, like, for a fight for the last, like, few years.
Blake, do you feel like this is going to be your toughest opponent?
Definitely up there, one of them. I mean, I fought some tough opponents. I think it's definitely one of the, you know, one of probably the toughest. I mean, I fought guys like Okami Masaki, and I definitely put Drew up there with that level. I mean, I'm taking him really seriously. I think some guys might be looking past him, but I'm ready for a war. Like you said, you know, he's motivated. When Drew comes in and shape looking good, he's definitely a really tough guy to beat.
Are you ready for your next question?
Yes, ma'am.
Your next question is from Carlos Arias with the Orange County Register.
Hi, this question is for Kung Lee. Kung, tell me what this fight means to you. I just got on the call, so I wasn't able to hear, you know, the early part, but can you just talk about this fight and what it means to the whole San Jose area?
Well, this is the biggest fight of my career, and I think this is one of the biggest fights in San Jose up to date, and I'm just looking forward to it. I've been training, you know, so hard for this fight, and I'm looking forward to stepping in the cage against Frank. You know, Frank's been around for a long time, got a lot of wins against big names like Tito, and I'm looking to match up, you know, and see if Frank says he's going to knock me out in the second round, and if Frank chooses to stand, and I think we're going to have a great fight and let, let me and Frank just step in that cage and just rock and roll.
And Kung, can you talk about when you made the move to MMA? I mean, you're such an accomplished kickboxer, you know, Muay Thai. Can you talk about what made you want to try this sport?
Actually, it was Frank's old trainer, now my trainer, Javier Mendez. He actually talked me into doing MMA, and back in 2006 said that, the time is now. MMA is about to explode even more. And, I said, okay, I'll give it a shot. And Frank and I were on the same card in March 2 years ago. And it was a sellout. I guess there's over 18,000 people that showed up, and we're expecting another big show. So 2 years later, I'm just fortunate to have the chance to compete, for a title and fight someone like Frank. It's only been 2 years for me in the MMA game, and I feel like I came in at the right time. I was in the right place at the right time, and been blessed, and Frank gave me the shot, and I'm grateful, and I'm going to do everything I could to, take that belt away from Frank.
Thanks, Kong. And I got one question for Frank. Frank, what did you think about about Ken Shamrock's fight, the other week in Cage Rage? Can you give your thoughts on that fight?
Sure. I mean, I was pretty disappointed in his performance. I don't know if he's still got the heart of a lion in him. Granted, the guy was a little bigger and had some better reach on him, but, I know Ken's skill level, and I just think he's having trouble, connecting his desire with his mind and his body and then putting all that together to be to be an exciting fighter. I hope he's still got plenty left in him, because I plan on taking a little bit out of his ass as well.
This is Gary Shaw. He told me he's got enough to take you, Frank.
I sure hope so.
Yeah, on a serious note, he was sick that night. He got some type of stomach ailment, so he didn't go in the cage 100%. But he absolutely told me that he's got enough to take your ass. All right, you're laughing.
Okay, next question, please. Denise, can we have the next question, please?
Your next question is from Caleb Quern with MMAPredictions.com.
Hey, guys. This is a question for Jake. Jake, you were recently promoted to black belt. Could you talk about that? And was it mostly a symbolic thing for you, or would you consider a real milestone in your career?
Mostly a symbolic thing. I've been competing submission grappling and jiu-jitsu tournaments for years, at high levels. Whenever I've been going gi-less, I've been going to black belt division. So I've been competing at that level for a while, but it's definitely nice to finally get the recognition and get the belt, from Caesar, because everyone knows Caesar doesn't give out belts easy. Now it's just me, Nick Diaz, and David Trell. So far, there's only three. So it's quite an honor.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Cool.
Okay, next question, please.
Your next question is from Eddie Goldman with No Holds Barred.
Thank you. Hello, everyone. Yeah, I got on the call a little bit late also. First question I have is for Frank. Frank, you indicated that you want to apparently keep this fight standing and you want to go for the knockout. Could you tell us why, of all things, you chose to strike with a striker?
Well, I've been in the sport for as long as I have because I got...
Whoever's got that bell, answer it or get rid of it, please.
I got to have something, Eddie, that challenges me. I'm an older guy, and, I my art has been tweaked many years ago to be a striking art. And for the past, decade, most of what I've studied has been striking. And I think it's just time for me to, try out my striking. It might be a little dangerous, but it's not like we're not in a dangerous sport. So I have the utmost confidence in what I do. And, I think that Kung Lee is a great striker, but I don't think he's prepared for an MMA striking match. And that's just my strategic analysis of the match. So I'm going for it.
Okay. And Kung, do you want to comment upon that? Because that would seem, the stand-up would seem to be your big strength in this fight.
You know what? I think it's a big smokescreen. Frank's a very intelligent fighter.
And, of course, he's going to put it out there that he's going to strike with me. And really, I think he's going to test the waters a little bit, then probably jump for half guard or look for the ankle lock and start hunting for my knees. So that's what I think. So I believe, you know, of course, you know, the battle starts early with Frank trying to get into my mind and then trying to put out what he's going to do out there, thinking, making me think that he's going to strike. But, you know, I'm also a very intelligent fighter, and I'm prepared for what Frank is going to come with. And if he chooses to stand, then great. If he doesn't, then, you know, I'll just be on my bicycle stepping out of them footlocks.
Well, tell us, Kung, a little bit about your background, because we know besides the San Cho, you did have some wrestling background in the past. Tell us how your ground game is, both in terms of wrestling and submissions.
Yeah, well, in high school, I was a high school All-American, and I went to West Valley Junior College, and I won the state there, too. But I pretty much wrestled year-round since I was in eighth grade, from freestyle to Greco-Roman, then to collegiate wrestling. And then, you know, I basically trained with Caesar and Hal for a bit when they were together. And it was just too much of a commute for me, and I stopped going after about 3 or 4 months. And then I just started doing strictly stand-up. And, you know, now I go over to AK, and I have Paul Schreiner here and Garth Taylor. And then I go out there and train. You know, Jake comes out to AK, and, you know, we got all kinds of great sparring partners and guys that are really well-rounded in the stand-up and the ground game. So I learn a lot, and I'm just excited to be part of this mega event. And I'm just going to focus on Frank and not worry about, you know, who's next or, you know. And I also know that, you know, things always happen in three. Ken Shamrock and his son got defeated. So, you know, watch out, Frank. Three, it always happens in threes.
Your next question is from Neil Davidson with the Canadian Press.
Yes, Frank, for you, given you said that this you expect this to be striking, do you think that this bout's not going to last very long as a result?
Well, I mean, if Kung Lee runs from me, I think that it might last a while. It'll take me a little while to run him down. I mean, I think Kung Lee has a good strategy. I know he's going to, you know, punch, kick, and then wrestle, but I don't think it's going to get very long. I don't think we'll go past two or three rounds. I'm going to push the pace really hard and try to finish it in two, because my wife's pregnant, and I want to make sure I'm home with her just in case the baby pops out. Other than that, I don't think it's going to be a long fight.
And Kung, could I get your thoughts on the length?
Well, you know, Frank can believe whatever he wants to believe, but we'll see come March 29th. You know, if he believes he's going to chase me down striking, great. You know, I'll feed him plenty of punches and kicks so he can run into all them, you know, all them strikes that he believes he's going to get in on me.
Your next question is from Logan Novanek with the Fight Card.
How you guys doing? This question first is for Frank. There are a lot of rumors going out there that when you and Kung Lee did spar, that he was a world class above you. How do you respond to those rumors?
Oh, well, they're all true. I mean, Kung Lee kicked my ass. You know, I was basically his sparring partner in his sport. We only did San Cho, and, you know, I sucked at San Cho. That was a great many years ago, and that was at the beginning of my understanding of striking. You know, now it's just a different level, different story. But, you know, time will tell, and, my actions in the ring will make everybody understand.
Your next question is from Doug Jeffrey with the Ultimate Grappling Magazine.
Question for Frank. Can you take me through the last 3 hours before the fight? What do you do? What do you think about that type of thing?
Sure. It's a good question, Doug. Let's see. Last 3 hours, I have a light meal about 3 hours before, and then I take a nap just after that. I drive to the arena about an hour and a half before the event. I check in. I read for about 30 or 40 minutes. I go out and say hi to all my friends, family, sponsors, and people that are out there. And then the next last hour, I warm up, focus my mind, and go out and do my job.
What do you read?
What do I read?
Yeah.
Right now I'm reading The Fred Factor, which is the book on how to focus your life and be a unique and interesting, exceptional person.
Your next question is from Franklin McNeil with the Newark Star-Ledger.
Hey, first of all, hi, Gary. How you doing, man?
Thank you.
Okay. My first question is for Frank. It's interesting that you're talking about striking or going after a guy in the stand-up who's really an accomplished stand-up fighter, even though he's relatively new to MMA. Is this kind of like a personal thing because of all the quote-unquote ass kickings you got in the past that you want to beat him at his own game?
No, you know, for me it's what fighting is about, and that's...
I got to call. Remind me right when this is over.
Personally challenging myself is something. If I fight somebody in their game and they kick my ass, well, you know, that's the way it is. If I wrestle a better wrestler and he out-wrestles me, that's the way it is. Mixed martial arts is my game, and, you know, kicking and punching are a huge part of it. You know, for me, I saw the sport changing in 1999 and turning into a striking sport, and I, in turn, you know, adjusted my style and got my striking prepared for this type of, you know, modern-day striking art. And, you know, Kung Lee just is the right guy at the right time for me. I don't know, you know, it may be a bad call, but as I go through my record, you know, I've never been knocked out, tapped out, submitted, gave up in an MMA match. So it's time for me to try something new and different. And, you know, everyone figured I'd take down Phil Baroni and, you know, work on the ground on him. And he ended up taking me down. And I just think that Kung Lee will end up doing the same thing.
Once again, if you'd like to ask a question, please dial *1 on your telephone keypad.
And Denise, before we go to the next question, I just want to apologize for the rough start we've had here. So if you want to ask your questions, everyone we think is on now, so now's the time to ask your questions. And we'll get the transcript out to everybody so no one will miss a thing. But if you have questions, please punch in now. Denise?
Your next question is from Neil Davidson with the Canadian Press.
Frank, there's been a lot of talk recently about Anderson Silva, middleweight, being the best pound-for-pound fighter on the planet. What are your thoughts about that claim?
Well, you know, I think I've been named that guy several times over the past 14 years. So I think that it's fleeting, it's exciting, but I certainly don't think he's the best in the world. I think he's probably one of the best guys in the UFC. But all the best fighters are not in the UFC. So, you know, hopefully he can hang on to that and make something out of it, gain some fame. But, you know, I have 100% confidence if I ran into him, you know, they'd be calling me that guy.
Your next question.
Before you go to the next question, operator, this is Gary Shaw. Until someone beats Frank, then Frank is the single best in the world. And if Kung should beat Frank on March 29th in San Jose, then Kung Lee will be the best in the world. And as Frank said, there is no single organization that owns the best fights or the best fighters. But in this case, the best fighter in the world, hands down, bar none, for sure, is Frank Shamrock.
Your next question is from Adam Hammer with the Fight Card.
Hey, Kung, I know your kicks are very wild, and I was just wondering if you're worried about one of your kicks, one of your legs getting caught and Frank taking it out. I know Frank said he's going to stand with you, but if he does take you down with one of your leg kicks, are you worried about that?
Well, I've been working on the ground, too. So if he does take me down, then I'll scramble to get back on my feet so we can keep it standing where he wants it.
And that's where you wanted to, Kung. Good luck, Kung. Good luck, Frank. Good luck, Jake. Good luck, Drew. Good luck, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Your next question is from Jamal Estiama with Gerwitz.
Hi, Frank. Actually, I'm sorry. Gary, this is a question for you. It's kind of a two-part. Obviously, Arlovsky is coming out. He has his last fight, and he's relegated to the undercard. Is there any possible way, or have you been looking at signing him and picking him up?
I thank you for the question. I'll repeat what I before. There are many fighters out there that I'm very interested in signing to Elite XC to fight on Showtime and to fight on CBS. Arlovski is one of them. I do not torturously interfere with any fighter's contract with any organization until they are clearly out of that contract. When they're out of that contract, I'll be more than happy to speak with them. There's no problem.
Your next question is from Hyman Martinez with No Holds Barred.
Hello and good afternoon to everyone. Thank you for taking the call. I'd like to first ask a question to Gary Shaw, and that is for the build-up to this fight, the main event between Kung Lee and Frank Shamrock. Have you ever seen any sort of reaction from the fans as much as you've seen one for this fight?
Well, you know, look, every fight has its hype, and every fight hopefully is a great promotion. And I got to say, on behalf of Frank, he understands great promotions and what promoters do. I thought the Kimbo fight in Miami had a huge amount of heat. Now we're coming into San Jose, and we're coming into California on the West Coast. And for me, this is the biggest fight that we've had. Oh, I believe this is a lot hotter even than Baroni, although Phil can really talk a lot of smack. But this is a case where it has intense heat in the Bay Area. And in this case, there are two different gyms, two different fighters with a distinct fan base, both for Frank and for Kung, and probably people that dislike each fighter equally as much as they like each fighter. So in a way, it's a promoter's dream. The gate is showing that, the attendance is showing that, and the fans are going to be rewarded with a great fight. And, you know, as I sit and listen to what Frank is saying and what Kung is saying, even I'm starting to try to think, what is Frank going to do when he comes out, and how is he going to do it, and how is Kung going to react? So for me, it's a great fight.
Your next question is from Logan Novanek with the Fight Card.
Hey, guys, I got two questions for the other guys on this main event card. First for Jake, what's the difference between going against Drew Fickett than it was going against Mike Pyle? Because the fight against Mike Pyle was for the belt, but then you know, something happened with that. But now you're going against Drew Fickett. What's the difference in training between the two?
Just the difference in the fights is one, you know, there's going to be a five-rounder, which is obviously a difference, so I have to prepare a little more. I think, you know, they're both good grapplers, I think, you know, so I think Drew's is a little bit stronger, a little more experienced, so, you know, really, you know, training's pretty similar, you know, it's doing the same stuff, and basically I'm just ready, you know, the only difference is a little more cardio for this one, because I'm ready to fight five rounds instead of three.
Questions for Drew. A tough wrestler like Jake is against Josh Koscheck. He was controlling you for the three rounds, then you fought him. That fight.
I'm sorry, you got wind or something. I can't hear you.
The first time you fought a tough wrestler was against Josh Koscheck. Now you're fighting another tough wrestler in Jake Shields. When you fought Josh, you had trouble with him for pretty much all the fight until the final couple seconds of that fight when you called him. Did you learn from that fight against Josh Koscheck?
No, you know, I went into that fight with a different strategy. I mean, I'm very versed in wrestling. I wrestled in college, and obviously, like, I wasn't on a level that Koscheck was at, so I wasn't going to try to wrestle with him. I didn't wrestle at all for that fight. I planned on giving up the takedown and trying to catch him in a submission or trying to knock him out like I almost did a few times throughout the fight. And, you know, I mean, I was, you know, almost caught him in a couple submissions, almost caught him with some knees, and it worked out good for me. So, you know, in this one, I mean, obviously Jake's a good wrestler, but I think that he would agree that neither me nor Jake are as good as Koscheck, who was undefeated NCAA Division I champion. So, you know, I think the wrestling will be a little more, you know, in both ways.
Your next question is from Tamal Estiama with Gerwitz.
Hi, this is actually for Drew and Kung. I was wondering if you could give me your predictions of how the fights are going to go.
Drew, you want to go first or you want me to go?
You can go first, Kung.
Well, you know, I never predict fights. I just know it's going to be one hell of a fight, and plus, you know, the rest of the card's so stacked up, you know, all night long. It's probably going to be the best fight card, you know, of not just the year, but maybe of the century.
for.
Your next question is from Eddie Goldman with No Holds Barred.
Thanks. Quick question for Gary. Gary, is there any information on when the first CBS card will be held and what type of fights you would like to have on that?
Yeah, thank you for asking. There will be a CBS press release going out tomorrow announcing when the first fight card is, announcing some of the fighters on that card. So I don't want to preempt it, but it is much sooner than later. And we think we have a great card put together, and we're very, very excited to be on CBS, and I think that the announce team will surprise some people, and it's just exciting. This is the single biggest thing that I think will ever happen to any fighter or to MMA, to have the ability to be seen by over 100 million eyeballs. And thank you for your question.
Can you leak the date on that at all, when the fight will be?
No, I don't do that. CBS is going to release a worldwide press release tomorrow, and everybody will get it at the exact same time. Except Jake Shields and Frank, because they fight for me. I'm gonna tell them the secret.
We're getting it right after the press release.
Hey, before you go to the next question, operator, Jake, did you get an opportunity to respond to that last question?
I think it was for Drew. Was it for me or Drew, last question?
Okay. If we're good, we'll go to the next question. I thought
it was... Yeah, John, move to the next question, please.
Okay, go ahead.
Your next question is from Hyman Martinez with No Holds Barred.
Thank you once again. I'd like to ask a question for both Drew and Jake. The first one for Drew is, how concerned are you about this first fight in Elite XC being a title fight?
I don't really think like that. Like Gary was saying earlier, I'm about the fights, man. I think it's cool to fight in Elite XC. Gary's treated us really well, and they're really organized, so I'd like to thank him for that. But, I mean, I'm more excited to fight Jake than for a title, if you will.
Okay, and just a question for Jake. As far as this winning streak that you have going, what's changed between your last loss and up until now, aside from earning the black belt in jiu-jitsu?
Just taking the sport a lot more serious after my last loss. It just it sucked really bad. I realized how bad I hated losing, so I just got really serious and cardio. I think cardio is just kind of the crucial, the key to fighting, making sure you're in shape and just everything. I take everything more serious. So.
Okay, thanks, operator. Next question.
Your next question is from Damon Martin with MMA Weekly.
Hi, this question is for Gary. Gary, you got Gilbert Melendez fighting on this card coming up on the 29th. He's the Strikeforce lightweight champion. Have you guys given any more thought as far as the interpromotional title fights with Gilbert maybe fighting KJ Nunes or Eve Edwards or Robbie Lawler fighting Frank Shamrock? Have you guys given any more thought to those type of bouts?
We always think in those terms. One of the differentiators for Elite XC is we allow our fighters to fight for other organizations, as proven by Nick Diaz fighting Gomi, or Eddie Alvarez fighting in the Orient last week, a dream, and winning. I like Scott Coker very much. I think we do great co-promotions together. The first one we did together in San Jose, followed by this one. So would I do that? Absolutely. I mean, I have a lot of respect for Gilbert Melendez. I like him on a personal level. I think he's a great kid. And I'd love to have him fight for an Elite XC belt against, our top fighter as well. And going back to what you said about Frank's world class, and it's only about the big fights. I like putting great fights together. I think that Jake Shields is probably the best in the world, but I have a lot of respect for Drew. And when we put a fight together, we're interested for the fans of putting the most competitive fights. And we think that Drew actually fits that bill. And when he won over in England, it just proved our thoughts. So he earned the shot, and now he's fighting the best in the world. And like I said about Kung, if he beats Frank, he's the best in the world. And in my book, if Drew Fickett beats Jake Shields next Saturday, then Drew's going to be the best in the world. When KJ beat Nick Diaz, after Nick Diaz beat Gomi, he was so proud to say, I'm the best in the world, because Gomi was the best.
Nick beat him, and now I beat Nick. And I'm a firm believer in the man who beats the man who beats the man. I think those are the fights that really mean something, that prove something. So the short and the long answer is, yes, I would work with Strikeforce and Scott for sure, and there are other organizations that I believe that I'd love to work with as well. And when the UFC gets some religion and allows their fighters to fight other fights, then that's going to be the greatest thing ever for mixed martial arts.
Excellent. And real quick, Gary, just if you could give us an update real quick on when we might see two fighters from your organization, Robbie Lawler and Gina Carano. Can you just give us any kind of update on those two?
how about just waiting for tomorrow? As I said, there'll be a CBS press release coming out tomorrow worldwide.
Okay, before we go to our next question, I just want to give everyone one last opportunity to punch in for questions. We realize that you guys got in late, but if you want to ask a question, this is your last chance to punch in. Denise, will you give the instructions one more time?
*1 to ask a question.
Okay, let's go to the next question. Otherwise, we'll just go to closing comments. Thank you.
Your next question is from Hyman Martinez with No Holds Barred.
Thank you once again. This is just the last question on my behalf for Kung Lee. Kung, I'd like to find out how you feel about your build-up as far as transitioning to MMA and the opponents that you've that received. Do you think that such a jump to Frank Shamrock could be a bit dangerous to your career?
You know what? Not at all. I think it's a win-win situation. Everyone been saying that I need to step up, so Frank is a huge step up, and I'm just grateful that I have the opportunity to fight Frank.
Excellent. Thank you.
Thank you.
Your next question is from Mr. Gil Torres with MMA Mania.
Hi, this question's for Jake Shields. I was wondering how it feels fighting in front of basically what's basically going to be a home crowd.
It's going to be interesting. You know, I'm used to I go, you know, fight away. Why Japan? I've only fought my home area one more time. So it's interesting feeling having all my friends and fans there. So it's both good and bad. You know, it's nice having that support, but also it's going to make me a little more nervous, too. A lot of pressure, but it's nice to be at home.
Next question is from Franklin McNeil with the Newark Star-Ledger.
Are we getting echo here, Denise?
Are you hearing an echo?
Yes.
Yes, we are.
All right, I'll listen in to see if I can find where it's coming from.
Franklin, try to ask your question, please.
Okay, John. My question is for Kung.
Yes.
Let's talk about the wrestling background and all and making this transition to MMA. But on a theme of transition, where is your transition game as far as going from stand up to a ground game? Is that an area that you've focused on?
One more time?
Like do your transition game in MMA, as far as going from a stand up, if Frank tries to take you to the ground, are you prepared to? How is your transition game as far as going from stand up into the ground game?
You know, the transition's been good. Just you know, I got a great camp. I got a lot of good guys to train with. I've trained with Jake. I've trained with Koscheck. I've trained with Trevor Prangley. And you know what? Against those guys, you got to learn. You got to learn quick. So. I'm always a student of the game, and I'm excited to be, you know, fighting Frank Shamrock. I'm very excited.
Your next question is from Todd Martin with CBSSports.com.
Hi, good morning, guys. Question for Frank. Frank, obviously San Jose has become one of the better markets in the country for mixed martial arts, but in many ways the fight with Kung Lee is sort of the culmination of it, since, you know, he was the semifinal on the first big fight with Cesar Gracie a few years ago, and it's sort of been building towards your fight with Kung Lee. Where do you feel MMA in San Jose is going to go from here, and do you think it's going to be able to continue to have the success that it has thus far?
Well, I definitely think the success of it will continue. The reason why we've always done so well here and Kung will attest to this, is San Jose is, you know, we're a small, big city. Everybody loves martial arts. We're a very tight-knit community here. And, you know, they really support their martial arts here. They really support their martial arts competitors. You know, this is a win-win situation for, you know, Kung, for the sport, for everybody else. I'm the one who has everything to lose here because, you know, if I lose this fight, you know, change the landscape of what's going on. But, you know, it's a sacrifice I'm willing to take because if I do lose, God forbid, you know, maybe Kung Lee will fight me again. Maybe he won't. But either way, something monumental will have happened here. And that's what San Jose is looking for in mixed martial arts. It was monumental when I came here in 1997 and started teaching everybody mixed martial arts. And it's now time to, you know, see where we go from here.
Your next question is from Dumal Esiamo from Gerwin.
Hi, Gary, this is one more question for you. I think this is a question that everybody wants to know. What kind of bread is Kimbo making?
Well, he makes a little white bread. And he trains hard, so he gets mostly whole grain. So I know Frank and Jake and Tong and Drew would be very proud of me for only giving him healthy bread. One thing I don't discuss is what fighters get paid, but no fighter has ever left us for money. Nobody has ever left us because we didn't treat every fighter, whether they have a belt or don't, like a champion that they are. So if you fight for Elite XC, you believe me, you get treated like a royal prince.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay. Since there are no more questions in queue, we'll go right to the closing comments. We'll start with Drew. Drew, thanks again for participating on the call. It was a terrific fight card on Saturday, March 29th in San Jose on Showtime beginning at 9 p.m. Eastern and Pacific on Showtime. Just what are your closing thoughts in fighting for a title and taking on Jake?
So I say good luck to everybody. Good luck with training. Use karate. And thanks to Gary and Scott for giving me a chance to, you know, give me a good contract, a fair contract, you know, treating the fighters, you know, well. And good luck to Jake and see what happens.
All right, good luck to you, man. Jake, do you have any closing comments?
I want to thank Gary real quick and the rest of the Elite XC people for giving me a title shot. Thank Drew for stepping up and fighting me. I think everyone watched the fight. It should be a great fight. I think me and Drew match up really well. I think he's a good fighter. Sounds like he's coming in shape, ready for war. I know I am. So I definitely plan on putting on a good fight. So
it's going to be a great, great fight for the Elite XC world title. Kung, can we go to you for some closing comments? And I have one last question. After all these years of waiting and saying you're waiting, do you think that Frank's making a mistake by fighting you at this time?
You know what? I can't say that. I got to thank Frank for giving me the shot, for fighting for fighting him and for, you know, his title. And, you know, it's like Frank says, you got to take a risk and you know, and make things happen. So, you know, I think win or lose, this can be a big fight, and definitely, you know, all the fight cards that stack underneath of us, we got a big load to carry on our shoulders because there's going to be some great fights, and we definitely got to come out that night to perform. So I'm just looking forward to it. So, you know, for all the fans, don't miss it. Better get your tickets before it sells out.
All right. Before we Frank, we have some closing comments from you, please.
Sure. You know, thanks everybody. Scott Coker, Strikeforce, Gary Shaw, Pro Elite, Showtime. This is what mixed martial arts is truly supposed to be about. And, you know, I wish all the best to all the fighters fighting. Drew, you guys kick ass. You know, this is the future right here. And I think this is a really, really a monumental card. And not just because it's happening in San Jose, but because of the quality of fighters on the card and the quality of fights I think that we're going to see, that they're going to see. And, you know what? I want to thank Kung for stepping up. It was time for him to take some risk. And, you know, there's no bigger risk than fighting me. And we're going to have a great show. So thank you, everybody.
All right, good. Gary, do you have any closing comments? If you're still on the line?
Cam, and I thank you. First of all, I want to thank Scott Coker, my co-promoter, for working hand in hand with myself and my staff. It's going to be a terrific night of fighting, and always there's no one bigger in our organization than the fighters, because without the fighters there is no promotion. Without the fighters there are no great fights. So for each and every fighter on this call, whether you fight for me or you fight for Scott, it doesn't make a difference. I personally thank you for taking the challenge, because everyone on this card that's fighting is in tough fights and are in real challenges. So I thank you all very much. And again, all credit to Scott Coker and Strikeforce, as well as my staff and Elite XC, for being able to bring this card to San Jose and on national television and worldwide stage to Ken Hirschman and Showtime. I always thank them for having the vision to put this on the air that will now enable us to go on to CBS prime time Saturday night. It's going to be tremendous for mixed martial arts. This is the explosion that guys like Frank Shamrock have waited many, many, many years for it to happen. So, Frank, thank you for making this happen. Kung, thank you for being able to step up and take the challenge. Jake, you know I think you're the best fighter in the world at this weight right now. And Drew, I have all the confidence in the world in you. May the best men win. And always, I wish you all the health, safety, and welfare of coming out of the cage in great shape. Thank you all so much.
Thank you.
On behalf of Showtime and everyone involved, again, thanks a lot for today, for all the fighters taking time out. And we look forward to seeing you in San Jose next week. And for the second of three straight Elite XC fight cards, MMA fight cards on Showtime. So again, thanks a lot, and we appreciate you guys all hanging in with us today. Goodbye.